Okay. All right. So we're just going to finish off with the topic. Didn't come into this on the Achilles Kelev.
After our Shatzi Surah. Yesterday we finished off
with two suggestions. Assuming what Rov Rishon seems to assume, which is if you are Chorei Chachamim, it's La'achar, Zmani Surah, that it is still Aser Bahana, despite being Nisal, that's simply the application of the Mishnah and Torah. At the very least, Chametz would be Aser Ad Shenasa Efer. That brought us to try to analyze that halacha, the Mishnah and Torah, the fact that there is an Iser, La'achar, Shenisal Mikelev, in the Mishnah and Torah, so what's the basis for it? And we suggest basically two possibilities. The first being that the Iser Hanah that survives its being Nisal Mikelev is derivative of, is bound up with, the Mitzvah Sasreifa. Something has to be burned, so the Torah implicitly forbids Hanah Mimenu, and that persists, that Iser persists, until it is ash, inasmuch as the Chobas Bior persists until it is accomplished, until it's Nasa Efer. So that was suggestion number one. And then the second suggestion, what I had said very quickly yesterday, is that it's Usr not because it still constitutes Chametz, but because being Nene from something produced via Chametz is forbidden as Hanah from the Chametz. And the model for this I mentioned is Netiyas Ego Shel Orla. The truth is that actually, if you look in the Gemara, the major sugya which deals with this topic is in Avodah Zarah, Daf Memches and Memches. The Gemara there cites the brisa of Netiyas Ego Shel Orla. Happens to be that that's machlokas, about whether, if I'm Noteya Ego Shel Orla, can I derive benefit from the tree that emerges from that? And the Gemara seems to think that largest hinges on the question. Not anybody know. It's a question we'll get to. Zeva Zegarim. It's a topic in our parak. You guys, you've learned that? Okay, good. So in Zeva Zegarim, in this case, the karka is itself not Nasar Vahanah, and so there's these two contributors to the production of the tree, and therefore that might be matirit. So that's an example, but only perhaps according to certain opinions. A more probably universally accepted example is the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives the example of a notel charkar shel avodah zarah. Charkar is a wooden weaving, what's the word?
Loom.
It's a part of it. It's not the whole loom, and it doesn't necessarily...
Or woof, the woof?
It's the thing that's doing the thing to the woof and the warp.
Spindle.
Spindle's not the right word. I thought so too. One second. Shuttle. It's the shuttle back and forth. Yeah,
I mean, it was.
Yeah, whatever. It's an instrument that's involved in the weaving. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So, anyways, if this karkar belonged to Avodah Zarah, so the halacha is that if you were then to be weaving a beged from it, so the beged itself is asbrana. This is a mishnah in Avodah Zarah Nentes. Not the lamena karkur asurbana, argbos a beged asurbana. The beged is asurbana. So that's another example of this din of the product of the Iser Hanah is also Aser. What is the basis for that? Tosfos explain, it's not that the thing itself has that status. As Tosfos points out, there's a day that holds that in Noteya Ego Shel Orla, the tree is Aser. There's nobody who thinks that in Noteya Ego Shel Tevel, that the tree is Aser Bachila. Right? There's no such concept. Tosfos explains, they say, very reasonably, this is on Mem Tesamat Aleph, in the second Dimar Maskel She'im, he says, "In Tomar Maishna Gidule Ego Shel Orla Migidule Tevel Masasheni Shein Chulin Vafilu Gidule Truma Elish Gazerlan Yechzavar." So, why is Gidule Orla a problem, but not these other things? So, the answer is simply: Yeshlamar De Orla Shasur Bana Yeshla Esor Hagidulin Shegam Zehana He Avav Isra Achila In Esor Hagidulin Sheino Ochala Isra Atzmos. Meaning, it's not that there's this concept that these things take on the status of the thing itself. That now the Ego Shel Orla produces a tree; the tree is Orla. It's not Orla. Or take an example of Beged itself is not the thing Shel Avodah Zarah. That was the Karkor. Therefore, it wouldn't have any application to, let's say, Mitzvah Achila, meaning you understood the concept here is that, you know, you are what you produce, or what you produce takes after you. If that were the concept, then indeed it could be applicable to Mitzvah Achila, let's say. But that's not the concept. The concept rather is not that this is itself Orla, that's this has a status as Orla, but rather being Nene from this, inasmuch as this is a product of the Orla, is a method of being Nene from that original Orla. I'm enjoying the ill-gotten gains from the Orla. That's a method of being Nene from the Orla in a way which is forbidden. Right? It's sort of indirect, but the point is that I am being Nene from the Orla by being Nene from its progeny. Even though the progeny is itself not Orla. Right? This is the basic concept. And Tosa says, therefore, it has application to Hana, because Hana, to be benefiting from, is something which can be, you know, indirect like that. But if it's not Gufo Shel Orla, if it's not Gufo Shel Hadavar Atzmos, then it won't be Yasser Bechila, for instance. Because you're not being Ochel of the Orla if you're Ochel of Tfajim. Right? Okay. So what I was suggesting was perhaps that Hana from, let's say, the post Nifsal Mikhela, but pre Ash, quote unquote, Chametz, is forbidden not because the pre Ash Chomer constitutes Chametz or constitutes Orla, but on the same basis that the tree, the Gidula of Shel or Ego Shel Orla, or the Beged, is Aser. Because benefiting from it, the weight itself is not Chametz, the weight itself is not Orla, is benefiting from the product of the Orla, the Chametz, and that is forbidden too. The gap here, the thing which I think makes sense, but it is not itself self-evident, is that the pre-ash Chametz stands with respect to the Chametz in a similar way that the, you know, the eights that was born of the Ego Shel Orla stands with respect to the Orla. It's something which is made by, via, right? It's something which is, you know, a product of, which I think makes a lot of sense, assuming that's the case. I mean, it actually was the Orla, and now by doing something with that Orla, I produce this new thing, which is essentially, therefore, the equivalent of, let's say, a Gidul, and would have the same halakha. So I think that makes a degree of sense. Yeah, right? You look bothered.
Yeah, because if you're saying this way of thought, then at the end of the day, we could say even the ash is usher. Because it's a product, meaning it's coming from that.
So you're asking about the heter?
Yeah.
What's my answer going to be?
Sorry, no.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, according to this way of thinking, you could say even the like
right, so the truth is that I'm not sure that this I think you would still. I mean, the question that well, what's the basis of the heter is what bothered the Tosos and Tmura. And their answer was that it's Nasis Mitzasa. What I'm saying here is consistent with that. The first answer, and just clarify this one also. The first answer we provided an explanation for the Isser that you know almost leads naturally to an answer to the question that can be raised against the Tosos's explanation for the heter of Afer. I'm saying, set that aside, let's say I don't have a good explanation for that other than just what the Tosos themselves say, you know, you deal with the Kovitz Sherman's question separately. The bottom line is, Tosos addressed that question, and I think there's a Nasis Mitzvah component here.
I think I meant to say this,
yeah.
Even Ash would be usher. That's
right, but what I'm saying,
yes.
What I'm saying is that Tosos's question was, what is the basis for the heter Afer on Israfi? Why is it, once it's Nasa Afer, that it's Mutter all of a sudden? And they give an answer to the question, that it's Nasis, it's Kedin Nasis Mitzasa. So, in other words, in a Chinami, the basis could have persisted, but there's some sort of matter here. You know, the
still question,
what?
Still
open to Rav Chaim's question. You know, and I think that's a fair question to ask. And in part, it depends on, you know, what Tosos means and says it's Kid. You know, how good of an analogy really is this? Tosos says, he doesn't say this is a Din of Nasis Mitzasa, Shane Mo'ombo, it says it's like similar to it. You know, so depending on what you want to stretch, how you want to stretch that, also depending on how you understand Nasa Shinsasa, maybe there's other ways to understand Nasa Shinsasa, that could allow it to be more applicable here. But in Hekinami, that question does exist. You know, so you would still have that, you would have the explanation of Tosos for this, but still have the question that you have against the Tosos that the, you know, the Gochurim articulates, which is just why is that a relevant concept here. But nonetheless, that would be, you know, this suggestion is provided for a reason why there would be an Isser Hana from this, even though it's lost its status to Orla. But if you assume, let's say, Nasis Mitzvaso is a Matir, Nasis Mitzvaso is Matir, whatever it has become. And if you accept that it's applicable to the context here, and on this explanation, we're not really providing for why it is applicable. It's a question that's raised, but we're not really necessarily answering that here. But if you assume that it is applicable, the concept of Maaseh Mitzvaso as a matir, so then that would certainly explain, you know, why even, you know, all we're saying is, yeah, there is a basis still to be usher, but just like, let's say, as an example, let's say we did define it as Orla. Let's just say there was such a concept as, you know, once an Orla, always Orla. It doesn't really seem consistent with the rest of what we find in Halacha, which is why the question exists. I mean, it doesn't seem to be true. Nafik le mitaras, ochel mitaras, lecha mitaras, and velo mitaras, etc. But let's say you had that such a concept that you know what, once you're a nevela, so then there is no status of just afar ba'ama. You're always going to have a shame nevela. Whatever that chomer becomes, it'll still be defined as nevela. Still, you would have the heter of nasi mitzasa. right? The Isra Nevela only applies so long. It's not just any Nevela, it's just Nevela Achanat Tutasa. So that Heter still, you can superimpose that here, still equally, right? What we're saying is, this is an explanation for why there's still an Isra. There's still an Isra because you're still being Nene from that original Orla. But the answer to the question of Afer is, because once the Afer, once we've achieved Afer, so then Nasis Mitzvah, and the Isra Orla is only Achi Nasis Mitzvah. Yeah. So, in other words, I still haven't explained that, but that's, you know, that was an advantage, you might say, of the first explanation, which I think is true. But, you know, I'm not in any worse situation than I was before I gave any explanations giving the second one, right? Meaning, the second answer is explaining where the Isra comes from, still to deal with why there's a head there of Afer, yeah.
Is the Gemara over there not primarily dealing with, or primarily appealing to the concept of a gran?
Like, what do you mean by the concept of a gran?
Meaning, like, the Isser caused it. The Isser is,
yeah,
is the impetus behind this thing's existence. Is that so applicable to the case that it's not like the parsley burnt homage was caused by the previous, it's just a, just, a, you're more, it's not like you're more appealing to, like, a din in, like, some, for spatial continuity.
No. Why is that? What do you mean by spatial continuity? I mean, there's no spatial continuity between the Harkur and the Beged.
Exactly. That's right. In Gram.
And Gidulim you're calling also Gram.
Yeah, meaning the,
right,
the this part of the this.
I mean, is it, can it really? But I'm not feeling any spatial continuity. I'm not sure what you mean by spatial continuity. I would. My point is. My point is, and I hear what you're saying, but I guess I think that there is a very good argument to be made that, you know, the needle's responsibility, let's say, for the product, you know, its role in producing the beged is not less than the role of the chametz was in producing this pre ash you have here in front of you.
All right, yeah.
You hear? I'm not saying you have to say it, but just it does seem to make a degree of sense. I mean, literally came from it. It morphed from it. So you're right, it's not exactly, it's kind of a different idea, but I would say one could argue very easily that it is not less of a gorim here than, you know, the egos was in producing the tree, or the karkor was in producing the beged. I mean, it didn't even come from it, but it produced it. Well, this came from it, so it's a less of a production, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. You're pointing out that it isn't really the same relationship that we have in other cases. What I'm saying is, it's true, but it seems to me not so hard to argue that it's hard to define a general in gram. Whenever you're talking about gram, it's hard to pin down. It's a question that bedevils are shown in the context of Nezikin. Here, I don't know that we would need to, you know, the examples that are given are certain kind of examples. Whatever the definition would be, I think it makes sense to assume this would be not less than other examples that have been given there, and therefore it would probably encompass this too. I'm not saying that has to be said. I'm just saying I don't really feel much of a stretch there in saying, well, how did the Afer come about? If not by way of the Chametz, in a way that, you know, is almost even more closely connected than, let's say, the, you know, the thing which is simply involved as an implement in producing. But I hear. Okay? So that was the second explanation. Okay, so here I just have a few nekudos / lemma on what I've said before I just continue with the last part of the topic. The Nikudas Lashama, number one, so I noted in connection with the first answer what we just discussed, namely that the first answer, that being the basis of the Yisr, provides a very, you know, Kako Ruferach fit with the Tosas explanation of the Heter when it becomes Afer, which I say is because it's Nasis Mitzvaso. We noted that that's not obvious what it has to do with it. Right, that's a Kovitzurim question. And we said that the idea would be there are two dinim, there are two Makaros of the Yisr Hana. There's the independent Isser, if it is independent. I mean, one could say, well, maybe the Kovitz Shurim's question is not so great. But his assumption is that the Isser Na is not simply a result of Sreifa, but maybe that isn't true. I think there's a good argument to be made for that regarding Kilei Akerem. And one could say about Rav Hanan's question, Kovitz Shurim's question, because there's going to be a different Rav Hanan I'm going to mention soon, Rav Hanan Ben Ari. But what he assumed to be a different question, namely that the Isser Na is obviously independent of this, it's not Mishum. I think one can make the argument that that's not true in the case of Kilei Akerem, at least Ladas Rishon that we saw, that held that Kilei Akerem's being Asar Badna is a function of Pendugaret, it needs to be burnt. Once it needs to be burnt, so the sort of the companion concomitant halacha is, you cannot be nene. So one could argue that, no, in that case, it is a function of the, I mean, that's the same makor, Pendugaret, the Chov HaSreifa is what imposes the Isar Na. So in that case, at least, the question maybe is less forced, but In other cases, perhaps that's more compelling, especially chametz, as an example. I mean, there's several formulations of it, chametz. And then separately, quite separately, there's tashbisim. All right, we suggested for Rabbi Shimon Erev Pesach, and maybe for Rabbi Yosef Hulili, that in these cases you can have a hanad derived from tashbisim. But we paskin, we assume in general that there's a lav from lo ya'achal or lo sachal chametz, right? One or the other. I should add, actually, the truth is, I'll add, if you take the position of Yasser Rabbanan Kamei Yishmuel, maybe also there, because they also discuss having chametz be derivative of a chovas asreifa, you know, beis yisarif. But the general assumption, certainly adopted by all Rishonim, that the Yisr Hanami chametz on Pesach itself, at least, is just a separate lav, lo ye'achal chametz. So then this becomes a fairly compelling point that it's obviously not just, you know, you can't be nana from it until you're mashpis the chametz or get rid of the chametz. Also with regard to orla, I like to use that example, but we'll see whether or not how compelling it is in the end. But on the assumption that orla's isarna is derived from arelim lo ye'achel or lasamis orla so, but it's not derived from the chivas reifa, so mehevitesi to be tola, it's isarna on the fact that it has yet to be Nisra, on its being Nisra. Right, so that was the question that he asked. So we suggested that we have a good answer for this within the context of our first explanation as to the basis of the Isser. Each issue answers the other. There are two different Isserim, right? There's the Isser, the independent Isser of Arelin Lo Ya'achel, Lo Sachal HaFametz, on the one hand, and there's an Isser Ana that stems from the Chovas HaBiur and is bound up with it on the other. And once it's Nisra Me'achilas Kelev, the first one terminates. That's the answer to our question, right? Our question, well, how can it be that it survives? The answer is, you know, that Isra'na actually doesn't survive because it's no longer chametz, it's no longer orla once it's pre-ash, right? Post-Misal Kelev, pre-ash, it's not orla. It's not chametz. So that Isra of Arielim Le'achel, or Lo Sachal of chametz, it does not apply to it, but the second Isra, the Isra'na that stems from the Chovas HaBiur of the thing, does persist in as much as the Biur itself persists. And that Isser is dependent on the Chovah Lisarif, contrary to the Kovach Shimon's point. That Isser actually is a function of the Chovah Lisarif, and therefore it terminates upon, right, that's explanation for that there, it terminates upon the completion of the Chiyuv. Here I just wanted to add, I was talking to Moshe about this, that there's another Nakamina that will merge, if this is true, with respect to Malchus. If what I'm saying is true, then assuming, let's say, like Rav Rishonim, the Riyaz and the Rashi that we spoke of in the beginning of the year, that lokin al ha'ana, in general lokin al ha'ana, that if I derive benefit from orla, shaloki derei ramam, shaloki shidis ramam, deriving benefit from orla, you are loke. So then there will merge a nakamina. That will be true only until it's nifsal. Because only until it's nifsal do you have nisrana midin lo ye'achal. Once it's nifsal, then it's already not forbidden by the law of lo ye'achal, because it isn't, again, it isn't chametz, it isn't orla. It's only forbidden, it's only derivative of the Chovas HaBiur. But that isn't a lav HaMeforesh B'Kra. Probably not a lav at all. And therefore, you wouldn't get Malchus. So I think that's I would stand by that. Now, Halacha L'Maisa, this is certainly true, L'Tzad HaSafek, in the Prima Gadim, that the Isser post-Nifsal is only Derabana. Right? He had always mentioned this question. And is it Derabana Deraisa? Obviously, if it's Derabana, it's not going to be any Malchus. What I'm arguing, I guess, is that actually the question of Malchus won't, he doesn't actually say it does depend on this, but what I'm saying is maybe it won't. Maybe even if it's Zaraisa, but Malchus won't be Nafkamina, because if it's Zaraisa, it's still not going to be, on this view of it, it's still not going to be the Isser of Layachel, you know, Arelim Layachel or Chametz Layachel, it'll just be an Isser Mitzad Chobas HaSreif. So that's number one. Number two, we posed the question regarding the Dinit Mura. You know, explaining the Isser Hana post the Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, we pose that regarding all these Isser Hana, any Isser Hana that persists past the point of the item which is Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, whether in terms of the Nisrafin Achina Sefer or in terms of Nikbar and even after. But in our answer to the question, we didn't specifically discuss, though, Efer and Nikbar. Yeah, in our answer to the question, but let me say this, I think you're right. The second answer actually provides very clearly why Efer and Nikbar will be Usher. As you point out, it doesn't exactly explain the heter of Efer and Nisrafin, why the Tanasi is not so, but whatever it tells the answer is, that'll be the answer. But the point is that we have no problem with the basis for the Isser existing with Abraham and Nikbar. But one could wonder whether or not my first suggestion, that the reason for the Isser, Ad Shenasa Efer Nisrafin, is because of the Chobas HaSreifa. So to what extent that helps and is relevant and is applicable to the Isser Efer HaNikbar, to Nikbar. I only mentioned it I only developed it in the context of Sreifa because, first of all, it's, I think, more obvious, but also because for Moshe Shonen, that's what we're dealing with in Chametz. You know, the Isser in our Gemara, the Charako, Ad She, Alach Hasbano, the fact that it's Aser is only Ad She Nasa Efer. But once it's Efer, or even maybe even close to Efer, maybe there's this, you know, Pecham, which is the equivalent, which already has the status of Efer. So that's what basically the terms in which we've analyzed it, because for Moshe Shonen, that's exactly what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the case of an Isser until Nasa Efer, that's what this Osir here is. However, I do believe that this answer is potentially relevant regardless to the entire Mishnah Tumura, and, you know, in terms of what we have here, maybe this would be important to point out if we assume that Chametz is Minyan Nikbar. It would be relevant regardless. It would be, this, in other words, basically, that what we've explained for the Isser Ad Shenasa Efer in the Mishnah Tumura, we could also, it also be the basis for the explanation of the Isser B'Nikbar, even through Efer. But for that to be the case, he had to adopt several additional propositions, which I'll just mention and not really go into. Number one, assumption number one, is that the Chi of Kvura is not simply a Din D'Rabbanan. In other words, if we're saying that the basis for it is, you know, that there's an Isser Hanah derived from this Chova, there has to be a Chova. Right? Now, Achronim tend to assume that that's not the case. Achronim tend to, and we've seen this, I gave you guys some verses on it, right? Starting with the Shub Pnei Yoshua, not the Pnei Yoshua himself, but his great-grandfather. That he was named after, the Shut Bnei Yeshua, who just, you know, lays out as a Devar Pashut. You know, the Chobas HaKvura is really not a Chiyuv, it's something, there is no, certainly no Deoraisa requirement to do anything with it, it's just that you're not allowed to be Nana from it, so the Rabbanan, but Kvura comes in, is, the Rabbanan came along and said, let's bury it so that we don't encounter this Takala. But if that's true, then obviously the fact that you're Chayav to bury it can't be the explanation for, can't be the basis for the fact that it's Aser B'Hana. It was the fact that it's Aser B'Hana is the reason why the Rabbanan came along and said, bury. However, I pointed out that while the Chornim almost, you know, universally assume it, it doesn't seem to be something that Rishonim shared, or at least not many Rishonim shared it, at least many Rishonim didn't share it. As I mentioned, as an example, the Rambam in Perush Mishnah and Tumur just says that these Chiyuv Furas are all Mipi Kabbalah. These are all essentially also Mishim Sinai, maybe Perish Mikubalim. And with regard to a couple of them, he actually cites the Mishnah Torah, the Mavar D'Oraisa. Again, the Gemara is actually, depending on how you interpret them, to say this. And he codifies them for Evarufa at Sham, Varfu Sham, Sham Pei Kvurasa. So, in other words, there is a Chi of D'Oraisa. And in fact, we found Rishonim wondering, and we did these Makaros, I don't know if you remember, when we were discussing Rabbi Ben Kalonimus, the Yisrael Ashlich HaLekelev of Kaveh Hefker. So I don't want to go over all of them, but if you remember, there's the Tosas in Nazir's one. You know, is very bothered by Tzarachi, and where do we get it that there's a chifura for pet what for Seir Nazir for Seir Nazir? Yes, Petar Chomer after Yishami derives. I didn't give you guys all the makoros, but basically we have Chazal finding makoros for them, and we have Rishonim bothered by when there's not. So it doesn't seem like anybody assumed, or I shouldn't say anybody. It seems pretty clear that many did not assume that this was just, you know, there was no chiyuv to do anything with this minotaur. You just can't nana from it. So the Rabbanan came along and said, here, why don't you remove it from being at the kala? That's number one. And concomitantly, that also is a basis for its being Aser B'Hana. In other words, just like you have, you know, a mitzvah l'srof, which carries an implicit accompanying Aser B'Hana, so too the same thing with Kfura. And in fact, this is something which we have clearly demonstrably, according to at least some Rishonim, precedent for. As an example, Egla Rufa, according to Rashi, Egla Rufa, the Isser Hana of Egla Rufa, how do I know it? That's a marker? You saw this earlier in the year, what?
Egla Rufa being Isser Hana?
Yeah.
Shamte
Kurasa? Yeah. You know, from the fact that there's a Chiyuv that is Ton Kura, Alma Isser Hana. What? So I didn't say it's Pasha, I said this is what Rashi says. But actually, the it's in part dependent. One second, hold on. Where do you know that from? We saw it earlier in the year?
No,
what is that? See, okay. Yes, the Gemara in Krisus says, Me'arv v'sham, sham tek v'rasa. The Gemara in Kiddushin quotes, Kapara k'siv be'kachim. Right? Is that what you're going to say? Yes, the Tosfos are bothered by this. They give different answers, actually, it's going to come relevant in a second. One answer that Tosfos and Kiddushin say is, you know, the Ikar Drasha is, you know, this happens sometimes when Chazal sometimes give, like, you know, Snifei Tam, but really the Ikar Drasha is Arfusham, the Sibik Kachim, that's just the, and Agav Gara, that's the S one, he says. Ikar Drasha, the Hacha Havim Arfusham. But, you know, they give other answers, maybe, you know, that you both need them, that the Isser Mishum Kapara is Dafka Michayim, like Kachim, but La'acha Arifa, it would be Muteris because of Nas Tzasa, that's an assumption that the Agarufa is Aser Michayim, I mean, those are assuming that there. But there are Rishonim that just say explicitly, like Tosfos, that the Ikar Drasha is really Arfusham, that's a Makor. And you find that also regarding other things, as an example, Trumas Adeshin, which I don't want to really get into, but the Trumas Adeshin is usher, even though Nasi Tzvasa, and the reason is because it requires Geniza. So that's the Makar. So that's just, number one, there is a Chiyuv Gvur. Number two, that Chiyuv does impose, just like Sreifa and Isser, Hana. And number three, that, and this is the more challenging, I would say the most challenging one, is that there's never any release from that Chovas Gvura, from the Isser Mishum HaGvura, parallel to the Nasa Efer of Nisrafim. There are two notable points which I could have thought that shouldn't be true, that should have been Matir. Number one, Gvura. Maybe you should have thought, well, if that's true, right, that it's Isser Mishum the Chovas HaGvura, so then once I'm Kovir it, that'll be Matir, and I should be able to, once I dig it up again, it should be Mutter. So, I think the answer to that is, maybe you could have thought that, but it's not true. And the reason for it is because when you say something's a chovas gvura, it's not the maisa gvura. The mitzvah is not that it should be, you should go through the process of gvura. The mitzvah is sheyeh kavur. It's a totsah oriented mitzvah. It needs to be nikvar.
Is it that should be very easily testable.
Yeah? Give me a test.
Like there's some Hechei Temsa where it's not nikvar, but it's inaccessible. That should work.
Well, the nachmiyah would be if something which is, let's say, ego rufa, which I dig up.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? If you are called for the ego rufa, and then you dig it up. So,
I projected the Tatsar oriented thing to be like we did, like, seller. Not like we did.
Why?
Like being in
no, my point is that. No, my point is, no, the mitzvah is yet cover. Torah wants to see this being be buried. It's not just that it wants you to do a maisapura. Torah wants to see it be buried.
So if it falls into a hole by itself.
So that's the question, whether that constitutes burial.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's an open question. But the point is that having gone through the process of being covered doesn't matir it, because it's not like it's nasa efer that it's been burnt. Right? It's been buried, but it needs, the mitzvah is not just to do that act. The mitzvah, by the way, sorry, it could be either one. But the point is that here you had, you know, it would be that it's nikbar, and therefore even if you've done a maisekura, it doesn't matir it. There's no nasa tzvaso. I'll just point out, because you mentioned it, you know, that it should be easily testable. According to the one explanation, I just mentioned the one explanation of the two psukim that are available for the Isser Hanav, Mei, and Glarufa. Another explanation that is given in the Tosfos in Yoma, Tosfos Shanim in Yoma, is actually even more to this one. Daf Samach, I think it's Daf Samach or Samach Aleph. So the Tosfos Yeshanim actually does, there is a day, as I say, it's not Pashut, but it's a sum. The Tosfos Yeshanim actually does say, you know what, really the Ikar Drasha, you don't derive an Isser Hanav from Sham. Rashi in Yoma likewise had said that the Arifasa Usra Bahanai, Rashi says the Ksiva Arfu Sham, Sham Tek Burasa. So then, that, like it says, the Krisus, Vach Temel La Rabbi Elazar, and then the Gersh Shein, you'll see why, it should be Rochanim. This is the Rochanim Ben Ari. That why do you need that? Lamali haf drasha, typically the kaparik siba kachin, right? Are you? You and the Rav Chanan ben Ari have the same question. So
well,
he,
no, I read them.
What?
I read that.
You know this? Yeah. It makes sense. He says, Minay Alfinan, Bit Masaf Zavarazara, Paragam Median, Sanab Mes Asisham Hule. It says Vitir, it's a Rayo Srikid, the Misham Shaminan Fura, Avalo Isarhana, Hilchak Siba Kapara. So, okay, that's that answer. But as you've seen, it's not, Rashi didn't think that, others didn't think that. And at the end, they give a different answer. But Linira, the Mikapara, the Chsibe Kikachim, Lohava Asrinala, Ela La Achar Arifa, Aval Achar Kvura, Shenigmar Ba Asiyasa, Lo Asrinala Bahana. I could have thought that once I've been covered, that eliminates the Isarhana. For that reason, you need Shante Kvurasa, the mitzvah's kvura, in essence, basically saying, the fact that the Torah says shante gvurasa means it needs to stay nikbar. Not just that you need to do gvura. Shante gvurasa needs to stay there. And that being the case, it asas banai ad kedei, all the way through, whenever it's going to be, you know, not nikbar. So that's number one. It's right now, so you see there that the mitzvah's gvura is to be understood as a requirement that it be nikbar, and that is what actually provides the iser hana. You see, this all operating in the Tosas and Nishan there, in that answer. That's what provides for the iser hana, you know, the continuing iser hana. Even after it's been nikbar, you still have an iser hana because the mitzvah is sheyeh nikbar. So there's no heter from having been covered. The second point, though, the other notable point you could have thought should be releasing it in its more relevant to us is once it's not sefer. Because one could have said, well, this is all well and good, but the thing is asr bana so long as it's not nikbar. But once it's afer, isn't our question, once it's afer, it's no longer that thing anymore? And then therefore, let's say if I burn it, if I you know, burn it, so you know what, if I burn it, I didn't do the mitzvah, right? I violated the mitzvah of kvura. But whatever happened, and now it's not the thing anymore. It's not an egla rufa anymore. So it's just afer. Why should I, where does the Chobas Kvura come in here? So I think, I don't think it's hard though to say something similar that we said about Bior to Kvura, and the answer would be that when the Torah says, you know, that this is to stay Nikbar, that's the idea is that it's, you know, it's a permanent thing. And if it's permanent, so that means, you know, it's meant to be there La'olam, regardless of what it becomes. So there's sort of an implied application beyond its current identity. The chovas hakvura of it's, you know, basically saying that something needs to be buried if it once was, if it once came from, if it once was an egarufa, that's part of the chovas hakvura. The egarufa means that even the thing that's no longer an egarufa has to stay buried. So I just wanted to point out that I think it's not as obvious as it is in the case of Sreika, where there's a natural, you know, terminus quo once it's afer, you know, but once it's afer, it's no longer, since the idea that Kvura would survive its being Afer is not as obvious, but I think it's also understandable, given the idea being that it just has to be there forever, regardless of what it becomes. That would be the idea of the Chiyuv Shei Nikvar. Shamte Gvurasa means the Olam, it means that there's never going to be Heter. So the idea is that even as it's no longer an Algarufa, it still applies. And therefore, the Isra does apply from the Afer. So I think that's all I just wanted to point out. I think you can work this through for the Nikvar, and also it's not as as clean, you don't need to adopt for the Nisrapin, you don't have to adopt any of these other premises. For these Nikvaron, you would. And some of them, you see, not everybody agrees with. Even just the first one, that Kvura is in fact a Chova, such that it would be responsible for Asrin. Right? Nachman didn't like it. But as I've shown, I think there's certainly a path. Okay, the final Nikudah Shlema, before we get to the wrapping up, the final Nikudah Shlema is, I've neglected to mention something which I probably should have. Which I don't know what to make of it, and I'm not sure that I've seen anybody really discuss it. The Rambam, when he lists the halacha of the heter and hanisrafin, this is in Hilchos Psulim Gashin, Perikites. He has a funny phrase that he throws in there. Not funny, but it's enigmatic. It leaves us wondering. Rambam says, you notice he added the two words in. Shall hekdesh. One wonders whether or not.
again?
He says, Kol Nisrafin Shel Hekdesh, Efron Mutter. So this is just relevant, particularly for the question of the Koishurim. Maybe the if you assume it, this is a big assumption.
The reason the Rambam means to say that if it's not Efron Hekdesh, in fact there is no such Hekdesh, the Rambam doesn't discuss it.
I think it's a very questionable proposition. But if you say, well, he means that it's Dafka, Efron Shel Hekdesh, assuming that the answer is it's akin to, you know, Nasan Tzadaso, how does that apply to all these other issues right now? Answer from my little brief of the Rambam, it doesn't. It's only relevant for the Hekdesh Nisrafin. However, I have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure that's not the explanation of the Rambam. Probably the Rambam just adds it Shel Hekdesh, it's Af Shel Hekdesh. Because the Gemara and Ahavim mean that maybe it wouldn't be true of Hekdesh. Efron be Mutter. There are in fact Efrons that are Usser in Hekdesh. Chavos Hadeshin is an example. And Bigdi Kahuna is another example. Or these cases, there are actually exceptions to the klal of Nasis Misvasa of Mutter, of Eid Mualimbo. And therefore, I think the Rambam is saying, even if it's Shel Hekdesh, it's still going to be Mutter. Okay. That's the Nikus HaShavah. So that we discussed the Sod Isar HaHana. The question now that we should finish up with is just what exactly the Lacha is beyond Hana. And here one could start with the question of Achila. Is the Isar Achila still retained? And this question of Achila exists on two levels, in two scenarios. On the one hand, it exists for just the Stam case, where it's Asar B'Hana. What about Achila? But if it's Asar B'Hana, it's obviously Asar B'Achila. Well, that's not so obvious. Why? What do you say? Okay. What? So the truth is, there is that, you know, we have seen the model where if something doesn't qualify as Achila, but it should, you know, there won't be an Isser Hana. That's in the context of Halkos Mikashir. We saw the possibility that there would be an exception made of Achila Halkos Mikashir. It wouldn't be Loke for Nehne, even though, you know, you think it's Nehne at least, because it's Bechal Achila, and if it doesn't constitute. I would say more simply that there's a reason that maybe that's not really true, because it's Shelo Kederach. It might be Shelo Kederach Achila, and it's not Derech Hana either. Normally the way you benefit from Orla is not by eating its Nifsal Mechaz Kelv state, so maybe there wouldn't be an Achila. But even setting that aside, let's assume that that's not the case. Let's assume that quote-unquote Achila of this thing, which is Nifsal, would be somehow a Derech Hana. Maybe as an example, maybe it's medicine. So a classic example that could be considered Hana. There's a better expression of this question that emerges in the case where there's an Isser Achila but not an Isser Hana. Namely, B'Shach HaMishis. B'Shach HaMishis, it won't be Asar B'Hana. If I'm Choref the Pas, in the Shach HaMishis, so whether or not it's Asar B'Achila, that'll show us whether or not this din applies to Achila too. So here, I noted the Ramban, I'll give you guys Makoros, the Ramban says that is the halacha, that if you're a chorech b'shach hamishis, the way we paskin, the fear of Yehuda, when it's aser b'achila, so then it'll retain, it'll become aser b'achila, la'achar mikain, even though the aser no won't apply, because as far as the aser no is concerned, it's kodim zmano. This is la'achar zmano for the purpose of achila, but kodim zmano for the purpose of, for hana, and therefore it'll be aser b'achila b'na b'hana. And the Rebbeinu David disagrees with it. And he says, Right, so the Ramban says the same halacha applies if it's b'shach hamishis, just to whatever the iser is that exists in b'shach hamishis, namely iser achila, that'll apply too. So he says, "V'kvar bi'arnu she'ein iser achila b'mesh she'ein roi l'achila, v'ein l'mano me'achila mi'iser ana." So it sounds like to me he's saying, I don't agree with the Ramban about that. Because it's ein roi l'achila, and therefore there is no basis. Now, l'chora, for me, never been to David here, you know, he's very understated, but l'chora, that's extremely compelling. The point is, we have an exception to the cloud that we've seen, that something which is ein roi is yatza mitaras, the relevant halachos. That's the Mishnah Tmura, that was the basis for this, right? But that is only in Isser Hana. It's only if it's Asar B'Hana, and then you could wonder about whether or not Achila should count as Hana, but it would only be Asar Misham Hana. But there's no Isser Achila that survives. we're back to square one. We've answered a question regarding Hana, and we've seen we have potential answers for that. But what's the answer regarding Achila? What's our answer for that? Right? Everybody follow the question? In other words, the Yesod is that there's an exception for Isuri Hana, that there's this Mishnah in Tumura that says that even once it's Nifsal, but still it's Asur B'Hana. It's still Asur B'Hana, it's Nisraf and Asher Nasa Efer. Okay, but we've never seen such a thing. There isn't such mission regarding Isuri Achila. In fact, the din should simply be, we have precedent for Nisracha. So it's a question of normally Avshin Nisal Me'adah. But even where there's exceptions to that, there's no question the hard line that cannot be erased is Avshin Nisal Me'keleb. It's just Afar B'Amu. We don't even need Pesukim to tell us that Nevelo Shin Nisracha Kishin Nisal Le'keleb is Mutter. It's just not Ochel then. It's not Nevelo then. So on what basis would we say that Chametz Nifsala Mikelev La'achar Shah Hamishis could possibly continue to be usher afterwards? This is all embedded in the Reina David's just, you know, like 15 words. Farbiyanu She'ain Isra Achila Bamesha Ainu Ra Achila. I mean, when the Isra'na applies, it's applicable, then it should apply, and it's applicable. But if it isn't, it isn't. If it's not usher now, there's nothing to be fearful. There's nothing to prevent. So the question is, what is the Ramban? What is the Ramban's response to this? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know what the Ramban's response is. Me, in this case, Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, Nirin Divrei HaTalmud, but I think we would have to try to something with Ramban. So I think there are two possible directions that I can think of. Actually, I should say this, let me say three. The first two are basically, what we're dealing with here is in Issa D'Rabban, a local Issa D'Rabbanan. One way to say this is that maybe the Ramban didn't think that what we have here is at all the din in Tamura. Maybe he actually agrees with who? No, what? Who's the one that started out this whole sugya with by saying that this Isser is just a local din to Rabbanan? Sefer Manik. Right? The Sefer Manik, this is we have in our Gemara the Isser once it's Nesar, is a Knas to Rabbanan. Right? Why is it Knas to Rabbanan? It's a Knas to Rabbanan for what purpose? For what reason? The Shehi of Isser. So that's what we're dealing with here. And Echinami, Mishnah Torah doesn't apply, but we're not dealing with the Mishnah Torah here at all. We're dealing here with this din of an Isser Knas Derabanan that you violated, let's say, by your Bayer Matzah. Or, more moderately, I would say, because, you know, it's still a very compelling thing to think that that Mishnah should apply here, maybe this Isser that the Ramban is saying, that if it's Bishah Hamishis, it's hard to argue this in the language of the Ramban for a reason I'll get to, but maybe you go argue, you know what, that Isser is only the Dirabat. That is, sir, is only, in other words, the Mishnah Torah that applies for Isuri Hana once it's Nesar Bana. But there is an Isser Achila, which is a Dirabana, not because the whole thing that we're dealing with here is Isser, but the Isser Achila, the Ramban is adding that it exists, that's only Dirabana. Who says this explicitly? Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that even if you think, right, labeled on the quarter sheet, it should be Tav Mem Beis, not Tav Mem Hay. Tav Mem Beis Yidalad. Remember, God thinks, even if you think that the Isser Hana is Doraisa, even Latzad HaSafek, that the Isser Hana in the Tumor is Doraisa, but any Isser Achila would only be Dirabana. Okay? Because it's Nasa Afra Ba'am. Right? He says that. He says... you have it there? Yeah. Okay. Maybe that he doesn't. I don't think he mentions the Ramban, but this would be the explanation for what the Ramban is saying. I think alternatively, perhaps we might say as follows: that, let me just think about this. Perhaps that the reason for that din in the Mishnah and Tumura, according to what we suggested on the first explanation of it, actually applies legabe chametz to achila too. Namely, what was the reason we said it's asur b'hana? Even after it's nifsal, what? Because only the sar. We know that it happens to be with regard to chametz that there is independently, obviously, regardless of these or not, there is a chovas biur of tashvisu. And we also know that for many Rishonim, including the Ramban, what does Tashvizu mean? If there's a chabas nishmisa, what does that mean?
You want to say can't eat it?
I mean, is it? I mean, only why you say it if it's true. No, the Ramban also, when we saw it originally, I give you guys the Ramban Muhammad also says in the Chadavar, he says that the Hana is also midirbanan, lefi shitas Rabbi Shimon, but achila is midiraisa in the Chadavar chayev sreifasa ve mutar beachila. So one could easily say the Ramban is saying the yisod of that whole Mishnah. I mean, it's not really relevant whether or not you talk about that Mishnah. The yisod of that Mishnah applies equally, and here we have demonstrably, this is true demonstrably for the Ramban, it applies equally to achila in the case of chametz, right? The chobas hashbisu clearly exists, even, right, even what midrabanan mishas shachamishis. Interesting, what is midrabanan mishas? So the problem, actually, you know what? I'm not sure that's good. Right, what's the problem? Because the problem is, the chobas hashbisu does not apply to shachamishis. The chor. This we actually had a question about.
Does it go back 30 days?
Well, no. Whatever you're dealing with here is the chovas hashbisu of, you know, of the day of. You know, the dirabanan, we, you know, the whole. Actually, you know what? I think we actually never addressed this question just on its own. We about whether or not the chovas hashbisu starts b'shah chamishis. It's hard to argue that it would, unless you say, you know what, for the ban it would. We argue that it didn't, and we said that in the context of explaining the shitas Rambam regarding chametz shalach mitoda. Why lach meitada cannot be burnt within the fifth hour, even though it's asar b'achila, and we suggested that maybe what is docha the iser lisrav kachim was the chovas habiur, the chovas hashbisu, and even if it's asar b'achila, but there's no chovas hashbisu. One wonders whether or not that's the general assumption is that the chiyu biur applies b'shah shishis, not b'shah chamishis, even with the Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why it's only asar b'ana b'shah chamishis, but shishis. But maybe one could. You have to look at that. Maybe for the Ramban, who seems to think that, you know, what's bound up with Tashbisu automatically implies is an Isra Achila, Balav Dafka, an Isra Hana, maybe we should locate the Chobas Tashbisu with Yerbi Yehuda, actually, Bishah Hamishis. Maybe that would be his answer to the question of why there's maybe he would also be bothered by, you know, Lach Metoda. Why is it that you can, I mean, he does not say what the Ram says, which is that you can't. So let's assume that the Ramban holds that you can be burning Lach Metoda. Maybe the reason for that is he actually accepts the whole analysis that we have about that sugya, but thinks that Chovas Hashbisu actually starts b'shah chamishis. I can still be nana. That's because Chovas Hashbisu does not aser hana. Okay, maybe. Otherwise, it's a bit of a tzarakiyun. Why isn't the reading of it obviously correct? Because it's not roi l'chila. So what precedent? What are we leaning on here to aser this? Okay. Finally, the last point is just the. Do I have any? No, I'm done. Right. When are you guys leaving?
We have to leave soon.
All right, so wrapping up, I'll just point out that there is a question regarding Chovas Habiur, whether or not this thing needs to be further burnt. And that I gave you guys my service on. Basically, according to the way some read it, the Ron reads it, that this is what the Tosefta talks about Melugmash and Isrcha. It's talking about Melugmash and Isrcha, Achar Pesach, and the Sarach Levayer. That it's talking about this case, right? Melugmash and Isrcha, all the Tosefta says Melugmash and Isra, sorry, Melugmash and Chmitza, V'achakach Isrcha, Sarach Levayer. According to some Gersos, that's what it says. And the Ron argues, and it's not just the Ron, I just gave you the Ron as an example, that this is something which is occurring on Pesach, and therefore that you have to still burn it, Kedin, Chavarka, La'akrasmano, even if it's Nisal Maikelev, you still have to be Mevar. So what emerges from that Ron is the way he's reading the Sefta is that this din that we're reading here, also brings along with it the chi of biur. Now one wonders, first of all, is that obvious? Second, is there a nisr b'ayur b'ayimatze? On the question of the chovas biur, so I gave you guys a sfas emes in the Supak about that. He's not sure why that's obvious, right? He thinks that this Ron, he's not sure how he knows that. He says, right? So the truth is, I think, well, he's actually going right to the question of the Bali Rabbi Musa. That's a very compelling point to argue that that even if it's still Chayav Leva'er, but it wouldn't be Bali Rabbi Musa. Why? Is it what we've said, what we've argued?
Which one was it?
So I said it was a Menhe Abid.
Oh,
sorry.
I
don't know. The one I have here.
Yeah.
The one that I copy and pasted here.
You say Shalom Amishas, is that one?
No, it's he's just talking about the Ron who interprets the Tosefta. He's talking about Melugma Shenisrcha on Pesach is Chayav Levayer, even if it's Nisal Mekelev. So the analysis that he produces, which I think makes a lot of sense, especially given what we said, that you could be Chayav Levayer, but there's not going to be an Nisar Bayer Ben Matzeh, because assuming that the basis was the Mishnah and Tumura, Choretz Pasha, it makes sense to say there's a Chiyuv Biur, particularly on the first explanation of it, because that was the whole basis for the reason it's us. Because it was chal al chovas biur, and that needs to continue until it's been isbayah. Right? That makes perfect sense. So therefore, the chovas biur of chametz tashmisu still applies. But bayar bay matzeh cannot. Because bayar bay matzeh, what does the Torah say bayar bay matzeh you can't have? Chametz, sor. This has been nifsal mikelev, it's yatsam mitaras ochel, it's avar ba'alma. So I understand that I still have to burn this because it had the status of chametz, it was chametz b'pesach, it needs to be burnt. But that, it should also be Bayer Ben Matzeh is very, very questionable. He leaves it as a Sarachion. I'm inclined to think that that's correct. If you look, I think I gave you Makoros about this. If you look at Makor Chaim, one second. I think Makor Chaim suggests, in Bi'urim Sukkot and Gimel, he says, look what he says. He assumes otherwise. The other way to get out of this would be to say that it's because of Knas. Either in general or at least on Bayer Bayi Matzeh with. That's what the Mikor Chaim says. He says, V'chin Yireh, he says, D'bishom haki shenisrach b'pesach, kevin the kodim shenisrach avar le'a b'bayirah, v'ne'esar b'hana l'ola mitam kenas, v'afilu sarfo efran asr mishum hachi. So it's funny. He says, you know, that he clearly is talking about the mission to Merug. He says, v'afilu sarfo efran asr, I think. Actually, not sure why he thinks that. But then he says, v'ne'esar b'hana l'ola mitam kenas, after Havi Afar Ba'amah, Havi Chamet Shavar Lava Filu Efran Aser. Where did he get that from? I'm not sure. I'll look at it again. Avon Nisrach Achar Sheish, after Havi Achar Zman Yisr, Mikomakum Kevde Nifsam Echel Kele, Kon Pesach, Vatel Lo Avar Lav Shuv Bivay Yerai. To Afar Ba'amahu. Okay. So he argues actually, Halacha Maisa, that this is true, this halacha that you would be Chai Levar is only actually if it were. He's actually, you know, using this analysis, accepting it, and then applying it. Because he assumes that this is true, that it shouldn't be usher. He's actually assuming slightly. I mean, he's getting to the problem, to the question, which is what is the yisod of ushering it besides hana? So, my opinion, I can easily understand why chiyuv biur is applicable. That was actually according to what we were suggesting, the whole reason that it's still usher hana. Actually, the chiyuv biur was really the primary initial chiyuv. It's that which produces the usher hana. And therefore, I would have said, let's just divorce it from the question of Bayer Bayi Matzeh. He basically says, also Biur actually should be divorced from the, you know, Biur you don't find in the Mishnah Tumura. Although I don't know why he assumes that. I guess he's talking. Well, I guess because for him, Chametz bit Efer on Ikbar. Yeah, Yishla didn't why, but you see that he's grappling with this question. Somehow this ends up for him in producing Halacha L'Maisa. He thinks that if it's Nisrecha Achar Zmano Be'erev Pesach, so then there's an Isser Hana, but not yet a Chiv Levar. You don't actually have to get rid of it. It's neither a Chiv Levar nor a Bayer Bayi Matzeh, because he thinks that that's based on our analysis that he accepts. He thinks that that's only that Bayer Bayi Matzeh. He actually only talks about Bayer Bayi Matzeh. I think he assumed Biur and Bayer Bayi Matzeh go hand in hand. So he says that that's true. That the Isra Na is true because that's admission in Tumura, but there's no Chiyuv Biur of, let's say, Efar and Ikbar. There's no Bayer Bayi Matzeh from that Mishnah. The only way you get that is from a special Kenas Darabanan, and he also assumes that the Kenas Darabanan is for having violated Bayer Bayi Matzeh Daraisa, and he also assumes, which most people can do, that even if you think that there's an Isra Daraisa of Le'achel prior to Pesach itself, there's no Isra Bayer Bayi Matzeh prior to Pesach itself. But no Tanaim would say that, which is against Rashi, but it seems clear, most assume that this is true. The Ravid attributed to Rambam the view that he disagreed, but Rambam is not clear why he thought that Rambam thought Bayer Bayi Matzeh applied to Pesach. Either way, the Ravid makes it clear, makes his opinion very explicit that there is no body rod method prior. Most assumptions are true. So if that's the case, if you add that up, if you take that assumption that the Kenas Darabanan is a function of violating body rod method Daraisa, then it emerges, which I guess I'm not going to run Paskin's Halacha Maisa, that you don't have to get rid of Halacha Maisa. It's a question, right? You don't have to get rid of that Chametz, that you're Chorech Achar, the relevant hour, let's say Vav Shos, you just can't get any benefit, you can't eat it. But you don't actually have to be Mevar. Okay, I'm not sure. I get, the analysis is compelling in terms of, where does this Bar Yerba Matzah come from? Regarding the application to Biur, I think we have a good answer. I think you could argue that the Mishnah Torah does provide for a Chiv Min Adin. But even if you don't say that, it's also not, I don't know why it's so obvious that the Knas, the Rabbanan, is for, we saw the Shehiyah B'Isser. Does Shehiyah mean Bar Yerba Matzah D'Oraisa, or does it mean you're refraining from having gotten rid of the Chametz like you needed to prior to this point? He assumes by your right, Matzah D'Oraisa. Okay? Adkan, topic of Nifsal. Okay?